What the fuck? Who the fuck are you? And what are you doing here? What? No, I'm not going anywhere with you until you tell me what's going on. Rescue me? Huh? No, wait. Stop. I think you need to slow down. I think you are confused about some things. No, stop. We aren't going anywhere. You are going to sit on my bed and you are going to explain fully what's going on. And then I'm going to explain why you are wrong. Oh boy, okay. First off, and most importantly, I don't need rescuing. That door that you so kindly broke wasn't even locked. See? You could have just opened it. But now it needs to be fixed. So thank you for that. Secondly, that dragon that kidnapped me was my uncle. He took me here to work on my studies. No, don't interrupt. I'm not done yet. Thirdly, the screaming you probably heard was not scared, but excited. Have you ever flown? It's amazing. So yeah, not scared, but happy. Hopefully that clears up some things for you. No, really, I'm safe. I'm fine. I'm happy. While I'm extremely flattered that you dedicated yourself to my rescue, there would have been many more well-qualified people that could have done that. Look, I'm not mad at you. But I mean, I'm a little annoyed at you because of the door. But that can be fixed. And you are kind and brave to want to save me from the clutches of a dragon. Thank you. Aww, you blush so cutely. Well, since this afternoon has not gone the way either of us expected, I rarely talk to anyone who isn't my uncle. So why don't you tell me a bit about the man who wanted to save me? Well, let's start from where you came from. Admittedly, I've never heard of that village. Is it small? Oh wow, that is small. Do you like living there? That's good. Do you have any close friends? Or a lover, perhaps? What? You don't? An attractive man such as yourself. Oh, I bet you're the talk of all the young women in the village. You're far too modest. One would be lucky to snag someone like you. Me? Oh, no, since I'm the daughter of royalty, I have no say in the matter. I'm paraded around balls and feasts so my father can look for powerful families with an available suitor for me to marry. The full situation is horribly boring, so I won't go into detail. I'm here as kind of a punishment. I did some things that my father heavily disapproved of. So he sent me with my uncle so he can teach me some discipline. But like I said earlier, I like it here.
It's quiet. Oh. No. I don't really like the suitors that my father picks for me. They're all so pompous and empty-headed. But my love life, or rather lack of one, is not that interesting. Yours is, though. You said that you don't have a lover. You must have fooled around with someone, right? Again with your blushing. You really haven't done anything? Oh, that's such a shame. Is that why you came to rescue me? In hopes of some sort of sexual favor from me after your daring rescue? Oh. I would have done it willingly. Oh my. You look so surprised. Did I guess correctly? Or are you shocked that I would have done anything to you? Well, almost anything. I can't afford to have any bastards running around. You understand, right? We can still have some fun, though. There you go. Just lay there and relax. I'm gonna show you how nice it is to have someone take care of you. Don't worry. I'll take it slow. You're safe with me. Now let's get these clothes off of you. Well, you have a gorgeous cock, and I can't wait to make you come all over my face. First, though, I need you to get used to my touch. I'm gonna take my hands and fingers, which will dance and caress all over you. No talking. The only thing I wanna hear from your mouth are gasps. Let me run my hands over your chest and just tweak those nipples. You like that, don't you? Oh, that's great. Oh, you weren't expecting that, were you? It's so lonely up in this tower. I'm so glad I get to play with you. Are you ready for me to touch your aching cock? Oh, no, no. You need to be a good boy and beg for it. Oh, there you go. Such a good boy. Mwah. Now feel my hands drag down your stomach. Then to your hips. And finally my fingers slightly begin to stroke your dick. Softly at first. Just teasing. Sensitive place. And now I begin to stroke you lightly, up and down, making you more and more aroused. Oh, fuck. I can feel you start to get hard. You're really enjoying this, aren't you?
I'm gonna pick up the pace a bit. I want you to start to get close. Yeah, just like that. But I don't want you to come yet. I want you to release all over my face. Feel my fingers tease your red cock. I can't wait to taste it. Tell me how you like it. Tell me how you want me to stroke you. Slow or fast. Like that, huh? I want to make you feel so good. Do you like the way my fingers feel? Good, good. Is this how you stroke yourself? Late in the night? Everyone's asleep. What do you fantasize about? Who do you fantasize about? Is it a childhood friend? Someone you've grown up with and seen the attractive woman they've turned into? You're already close to them, you've told each other everything, and you know there's a desire there already. You'd be each other's first. You would be gentle and kind, wanting and needing their touch. And as the night continued to turn, your lust for one another would take over. Mouths hungry for taste of their lips. Their tongue. Their skin. Oh, their sweat. Echoing through the night as you devour one another. Entering her as the bass becomes frenetic and needy as you both get closer. Oh, fuck yeah. Desperate to come. Hips bucking again and again and again until... Yeah, come. Entering her. The both of you collapsing in ecstasy. You stare into her eyes, falling further in love with them. Thankful for this deeply intimate night you shared with someone you trust so fully. Fuck. You have no idea how much I'm enjoying tormenting you like this. I hope for your sake you can hold on. I need to taste you. Are you ready to come all over me now? This hot and wet mouth. Oh, so eager to tease out this orgasm from your cock. You taste so good. I can see you're enjoying this. As my tongue teases all over your head, lightly flicking it against the most sensitive area. Oh, your moans are so lovely. Feel my lips begin to suck on you. Changed my mind. I want you to come in my mouth. I want to taste you. Please come. Oh, come for me. Look into my eyes as you release. Yes, please. Yes. Oh. Well then, that was wonderful. You flatterer. Oh well, it looks like it's starting to get late. And I don't want you traveling all alone on the roads. It isn't safe, you know. Well, I do have a place you can stay. Here, just follow me. In there. Yeah, it's a bit grim in there. But you'll get used to it, darling. I think there's a lantern at the other end of the room. Go be a dear and grab it for me, will you? And I can light it for you. Yes, it does seem to have locked behind you the door. How very observant of you. You are so naive. It's adorable. You should really have read up on me before trying to rescue me, darling. The monsters and dragons of the fall? They fear people like me. And you walked right into my waiting jaws. Oh, we're gonna have so much fun together. Oh, no, no. No one will come looking for you. I'll make sure of that. You will be forgotten as the fool who tried to rescue a princess from a dragon and failed. Now, now, I'm gonna go get some things ready. And in a couple of days, when you're nice and compliant, we can get started. Oh, I just can't wait. Talk to you soon, sweetie.